Blog Talk Radio. You're listening live to WRNW. You're listening to WRNW. Women's Radio Network.
Question, tell me how you feel about this.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me.
I'm just a girl.
I am a woman. Hear me roll.
And you're gonna hear me roll.
I am woman.
I stand by my reputation. Living in the past, a new generation.
I am woman.
Woman.
Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars.
You're listening live to WRNW.
You're listening to WRNW. Women's Radio Network.
Question, tell me how you feel about this.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me.
I'm just a girl.
I am a woman. Hear me roll.
All right. Hello, everyone. Good afternoon and welcome back to another episode of Open Forum right here on the Women's Radio Network, WRNW1. And guys, you know, I am your host, Bridget Grayson, and it's always a pleasure to be here with you guys because I have some fantastic guests lined up for you. As always, we always have the best guests on our show. And you guys know that we love just talking to people who are out there doing some great things and are here. They're here to share their stories with us. And you know what? That's the best part about this and about Open Forum, because we get to hear from different people all over the world doing good things out there. And the best part about it is they're real people just like you and me. And you know, my next guest, I'm very, very happy that she was able to join us on the show today. Her name is Karen Elbaum. She is a partner at Extra Wide Socks Co., and that's in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. So they're a family-owned business. They have a lot of great stuff going on, and you know, we definitely want to hear all about it. So without any further ado, I want to welcome and introduce Karen to our show today. Good afternoon, Karen. How are you?
Hi, Bridget. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for asking. And Karen, thank you so much for joining us here on the show today. We're happy to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, of course. You're welcome. And I'm so glad to hear that, because we want to hear all about yourself and what you guys have going on over there at Extra Wide Socks Co. So I did check out your website. I know that you guys are all about socks, like it says on the website. So tell us a little bit about that. What exactly do you guys do, Karen?
Well, we are a family-owned sock company, and what we do is we found a niche that we serve, and we basically focus on people with large size feet and wide widths and comfort. So that's what we do. We're all about wide socks.
Nice. And you know, that's something that's very unique, makes you guys stand out, because you know, there's a lot of people out there that do need that. And sometimes even for myself, when I buy socks from the store, I do find that they're sometimes tight on my ankles or my foot. And my foot is big or my ankle's wide. But even things like that you find. So obviously people do need things like this. So that's really great that you offer that. So, you know, Karen, this is interesting. What really made you guys kind of choose that as your niche? Was there something that really sparked that thought in your head in the first place?
Well, yeah, what happened is, so my family's been in the retail business all of our lives, and we used to, well, we still have a men's clothing store, and what used to happen is the people would come in, some of the men, and they wouldn't be wearing socks, or they would cut the top of their socks to create kind of a V at the top, mm-hmm. and, you know, we noticed that, I mean, they weren't wearing any socks, so, you know, we had to start thinking about making socks for them, so how the business really developed was it was out of trying to help people. It wasn't out of, oh, my God, we've got to start a business and make money. It was more mm-hmm. like, we have got to find a way to put socks on these people. It's just not right. And so
yeah.
that's how it started. And then slowly it just kind of developed into a business. People started buying the socks that we sold at our store, and then other store owners got on board and said, oh, I really want, you know, I want to have these socks. So we started selling the other socks. And then lo and behold, here we are 20 years later, you know, really trying to focus on people that need the socks. So, I mean, it's been mm-hmm. it's been wonderful. It's so wonderful helping people. And really that's the basic element of our business. We like helping people, and we hear it every single day. People call us, they email us, thank you so much, we haven't been able to wear socks for years, we found
wow.
your company, and it's just, it's really a blessing. I mean, that's what drives us.
And you know, that's so wonderful to hear, Karen, that that is the driving force behind you guys, really helping people and helping them find that comfort. And, you know, this is something that's new to me. I would never have thought that people are walking around out there without socks because they can't find socks that fit them. And a lot of us don't really think of that. And, you know, it's really kind of interesting to really hear it and hear it firsthand from someone who is actually helping these people, because I don't even know what I would do if I couldn't wear socks for that long.
I know. You know what? It's such a simple little thing that no one thinks about, and we hear about it every single day. Like, for instance, we were on Twitter, and we had a tweet to us from the world's, well, not the world's, but the tallest man in the United States. He's 7 feet, 8 inches, and
oh
he
gosh.
Doesn't have socks because his shoe size is 25.
Oh,
so
wow.
we sent him out our biggest sock, and lo and behold, they fit him, because we go up to shoe size really 21 in our mm-hmm. socks in some of the styles, and so he was so thrilled. He's like tweeting like, thank God for
aww.
You guys, I can wear socks. So it's really quite heartwarming. It really is. And that's, like I said, that's what drives us. That's what we love.
Awesome. And, you know, it's definitely one of those things that, you know, people take for granted nowadays. And, you know, it's really great that you guys are out there and you guys are helping people find that comfort that they need when it comes to this. And, you know, it's so amazing to hear. And so, Karen, your socks are being sold in actually other stores as well?
Yeah. Well, we're in the wholesale business. We don't sell direct.
Gotcha.
So we're in retail
okay.
stores. You know, we're in medical supply stores, clothing stores, shoe stores. We've got a couple different lines that go across all of those avenues. We've got medical socks, we've got dress socks, athletic socks. We've got another sock that we just developed that anybody can wear, and it's phenomenal. So we're going to go across all kinds of stores.
Nice, nice. You guys out there working hard, making sure that you guys have socks for all different types of people, all different types of careers that they might be in. It's really, really incredible. And you guys seem to really have it down packed with the business. You found your niche, you found what works, and you found a way you can help people. And you know what? I don't know what's better than that. And Karen, I do want to ask you for our listeners, because we do have a lot of listeners that tune in that like to hear from you guys, hear these success stories. And so just to get an idea of what they can expect, or, you know, some advice about what they can do if they're expecting to, you know, maybe open their own business or do something similar. So for those listeners out there, what would be some words of encouragement that you can share with them today, especially if they're looking to start their own business?
You know, I think you have to be passionate about something. So you find something that you're passionate about that makes you happy, and I think that the business will come from that. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. I think it's all about helping people. You know, really, you got to put in a lot of hard work. I mean, you just can't expect, I've got a great idea and I want to help people, but you got to work hard. And we give a lot of socks away. So we do mm-hmm. a lot of charity and just things like that. I mean, passion
wow.
and love for your product.
Yeah, that's very important to have. And I love hearing things like that, just not even just people that are successful out there, but people that are also involved in the community. You guys are out there making donations, giving back to others in the community as well, giving these socks away to people who might need them. It's really, really, really wonderful, Karen. And we thank you so much for just being a part of our show today, finding and letting us find out all the information about you guys and what you do over there at Extra Wide Socks Co. So I know that if our listeners want to find out more information, they can visit your website, which is www.extrawidesockco.com. So what can they find there on that website, Karen?
What can they find? Is that what you said?
Yeah, on your website, what can they expect when they go there?
Oh, okay. Well, we have a listing of all of our products, and it tells, you know, specifically about each product, how wide they go, you know, what colors they come in, what styles they are. And so pretty much you'll find that, as well as information about my brother and I and the company and just little sock facts. And it's a very – you can't order from the website. Like I said, we're wholesalers, but I would be happy – to send people out a free pair of socks, whatever they wanted to try. So you can just email me, call me, and I'd be happy to send out a pair of socks, like I said, to people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for offering that, Karen, and for sharing that great advice with our listeners and being a part of the show. It has been such a pleasure speaking with you this afternoon.
Oh, can I say one other thing?
Of course.
That we are made in the USA, and we feel very strongly about that, very proud to support our country. That's another thing. But anyway, thank you so much for calling and for, you know, having me on your show. I so appreciate it.
Oh, and we appreciate you guys and all that you're doing out there. And, you know, that is definitely something you should be proud of, Karen. So I'm glad you mentioned that. And once again, thank you so much. And I do want to remind our listeners, guys, this is Karen Album. She is a partner at Extra Wide Socks Co., and that's in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. Well, they're wholesalers, as she said. So if you guys want to find out more information about them, what they do, you can visit the website, which is www.extrawidesockco.com. And Karen said you can get in touch with her if you want to try out their socks. She'll send you a free pair. So definitely check out the website again, which is www.extrawidesockco.com. You can visit that, find out more information, and all the contact information that way. So we do have to take a break, guys, but don't worry. We'll be right back with our next guest after these messages. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. We got more open forum coming up right here on the Women's Radio Network, WRNW1.
Women's Radio Network. Empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars. We'll be right back.
Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars. Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars. Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today, stars.
Thank you.
Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today, tomorrow's superstars. Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars. Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars.
You're listening live to WRNW. You're listening to WRNW. Women's Radio Network.
Question, tell me how you feel about this.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with more Open Forum. You guys are tuned in to WRNW1, that's the Women's Radio Network. I'm your host, Bridget Grayson, and you guys know we're all about empowering others, helping you guys out there to go out and live your dreams, achieve your goals, and we do that by bringing special guests on our show, and I'm actually joined by one right now, and you guys know how important education is to me, people that are working with children, especially people who are involved in early childhood education. It's something I did all throughout college, so I think it's definitely a great career to be in, and it's great to be out there and helping others learn in different ways, and especially when it comes to children, because children are the future, and the only way we're going to have a better future is if we educate them and teach them the right way. So I have someone here with us today right now who's doing just that. Her name is Sandra Best, and she is actually the owner of Best Memories Learning Center, and that's in Shelton, Washington. So they have a lot of great stuff going on there. It's a very friendly, warming learning environment. So we're excited to have her here so we can hear all about this and how she's out there helping these kids to learn and to grow. So without any further ado, I want to welcome her to our show. Good afternoon, Sandra. How are you?
I'm just fine. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, of course. You're welcome. And thank you so much for joining us. We're very happy to have you on the show because we want to hear all about yourself and about Best Memories Learning Center. First of all, I love the name. It sounds perfect for what you guys do. So for our listeners who are a little bit unfamiliar with you guys, tell them a little bit about Best Memories Learning Center and what you guys actually do there and how you're helping these kids, Sandra.
We are a very small facility. We run 25 children, and we have it's infants 6 weeks to 1 year, and then our next room would be toddlers, which is 1 year to 2.5, mm-hmm. and then at 2.5, they become preschoolers until mm-hmm. 5 years old or kindergarten.
Okay.
And then, so we've been really busy and with early achievers, and early achievers is a high quality program with very high expectations that we have to do a lot of training, and the goal is to have children ready for kindergarten and have success in school.
Mm-hmm.
And so we make sure that all our toys are accessible. There's no more lids on anything, no drawers. Everything is out in the open, and we have to provide activities such as music, manipulative, science, math, housekeeping, blocks for the majority of the day, which is at least 4 hours a day because we have a 12-hour program.
Wow, nice. So you guys have a lot of different stuff going on there, and it's great that while you guys do have a lot of focus on academics, there's a lot of focus on other things as well, such as the arts and such as, you know, maintenance, making sure things are kept nice and cleanly, learning, making sure the kids know how to clean up after each other and how to interact with each other as well. These are all very, very important things that they're going to need when they get older and transition into their adult life. So, you know, it's great that you guys are starting out early with them. And it's fantastic to hear, Sandra. So I want to ask you a little bit more about Best Memories Learning Center and how this all got started, because you guys have a wonderful concept going on right now. So how did this originate? How did this all begin for you?
Yeah, I got a phone call from my licensor and asked if I would consider buying a facility for 25 children, because the daycare, the original owner, was closing her doors. Mm-hmm. And Shelton is a very low economic area, and it's very hard to find quality daycare. Mm-hmm. And they just felt that there was no place that these kids could go to if the daycare was not open.
Wow.
And I told her I would think about it. And then the Child Care Action Council, who does a lot of our trainings, a lot of resources through them, the assistant director at the time called me and asked me if I would consider buying this daycare. And I said, oh, that's funny, because licensor called. And she said that they put their heads together and really thought, who could buy this place and make it work? And they kept saying that my name just kept coming up.
Mm.
So we went and looked at it, and we ended up buying it, and that was 15 years ago.
Wow, nice. Okay, so you definitely have been around for a number of years now. And, you know, was
yeah.
this something that you always kind of wanted to do, with work with kids and help them learn and, you know, get involved in education? That was something you always saw yourself doing, Sandra?
I have been working with children for a very long time. My mm-hmm. husband was in the military, and that's how I got into daycare. And mm-hmm. we moved around because I wanted a job that I could find a job wherever we move. And we had major moves in the military, and so I was able to pick up almost right where I left off at the child care centers. And I always had a dream in the back of my head that I would really like to be an owner of a center. I have an in-home daycare, too, and that one is 26 years old. And so then the center came available, and we were hoping to combine the two of them,
mm-hmm.
but in order to make a profit in a daycare, you need 68 children.
Mm,
and we have
mm-hmm.
our center's 25. So, unfortunately, I have never been able to close my in-home, but I like them both. There's different rules for the two of them, but I really like both places. And one definitely is a home environment, and the other is we're very family-oriented. And so the parents know that we're going to take care of their children as well as they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's very important that the parents do know that, and you make sure to communicate that with them. So, you know, wonderful, wonderful stuff, Sandra. And, you know, I do want to ask, because I'm sure, as you know firsthand, it's definitely not easy running your own business, but especially being in this field that you're in, it can be very challenging, especially nowadays. So for our listeners out there who might want to maybe follow in your footsteps, open up their own learning center, maybe just pursue a career in education or early childhood education at that, what would be some words of wisdom that you can share with them today that they can take away from our conversation?
I think do some investigation. Go to orientations with licensing. I'm sure there's licensing in every state.
Mm-hmm.
So I would start with licensing and see what is expected of them.
Okay.
And really pursue the higher education.
Yes, that's very important as well. And that background will probably help them a lot when they do actually venture out and start their career in this field.
Uh-huh.
Nice. Well, very well said, Sandra. We thank you so much for that fantastic advice and for joining us here on Open Forum this afternoon. It's been such a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And everyone, this is Sandra Best, owner of Best Memories Learning Center, and that's in Shelton, Washington. So, guys, if you want to find out more information, you can shoot them an email. The email address is bestmemories@earthlink.net. Again, that's bestmemories@earthlink.net. You can send them an email there to find out more information about them and all the great stuff that they're up to. They're really out there providing some great education, great things for these kids. So check them out. So unfortunately, we're out of time, guys. But don't worry, we'll be back tomorrow morning with another episode of Open Forum at 9 a.m. So make sure to tune in then, only here on the Women's Radio Network, WRNW1.
Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars.